Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the fourth Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Let's start today with a quiz. Which of the following stories captures the themes of betrayal, shame, repentance, and conversion? A. The Broadway musical, Dear Eric Hansen. B. The Tale of the Prodigal Son. C. The Journey of Your Life and Mine. Or D. All of the above. Option A. Based on a true incident, the musical Dear Evan Hansen has been playing to sold-out audiences on Broadway for the past 3 years. It focuses on a 17-year-old boy who, like many of us, is a citizen of two worlds, two different realities separated by the thin veil of a computer screen. Evan suffers from debilitating anxiety. He struggles to make friends. He describes his life as a slideshow of catastrophes and worst-case scenarios. This young man's desperate search for affection, or actually just attention, gets him into serious trouble. A letter he's written to himself, part of a self-awareness assignment from his therapist, Dear Evan Hansen, it begins, ends up in the taunting hands of the school's bully, Connor Murphy. Tragically, Connor takes his own life a short time afterwards. The substance of the play centers around the aftermath of Connor's suicide. Through a series of misunderstandings and lies, Evan comes to be seen as Connor's only friend. News of the relationship soon explodes on social media. For the first time in his life, Evan gets noticed and is seen, even if briefly, as a hero. The deception, however, soon unravels as Evan's dishonesty is magnified by thousands of texts and posts that appear on Facebook and Instagram. Evan's life becomes a shambles. In his shame, he cries out, "I am alone to the core, broken. How could I fool myself into thinking I deserved anything close to happiness?" Fortunately for Evan and for all of us, there is a heroine in the midst of all this angst, Evan's mother, Heidi. In his moment of darkest despair, when he declares, "I am a nothing," Heidi says to him, "Evan, talk to me. It's not a command, it's a welcome mat." Thankfully, he does eventually reach out to her. Expressing his gratitude, he tells her, "You stuck with me. The mess that I am." For anyone who's ever sat alone at lunch or been ostracized in some other way, Dear Evan Hansen has a most enduring message. And it's found in the title of one of the play's most powerful songs, "You Will Be Found." Now let's look at option B. Do the themes of betrayal, shame, repentance, and conversion characterize the tale of the prodigal son? As the story begins, we find Jesus hanging out with people of doubtful reputations, prostitutes and the destitute. You can easily imagine characters like Evan Hansen and Connor Murphy joining this crowd, and all of them listening to the message of the Lord. And surrounding this group of misfits are some of the supposedly upright members of society, Pharisees and scribes, harumping and tut-tutting and muttering to themselves. The big surprise of this tale, however, is the fact that it's less a story about repentance than it is about being found by a God who's willing to go searching for us. It's less about you and me and the things that we do, and so much more about the unconditional love of the Almighty. Picture the scene. The son on the road back to his father's house, ashamed and memorizing his lines. Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Father, I've sinned. Meanwhile, the father isn't moping inside the house, peeking through the drape, saying to himself, hey, there goes that bum, formerly known as my son. No, the father is outside, seeking and searching. And when he spies his ragged and exhausted son, he runs out to embrace him. He'll hear none of the I'm so sorry speech, and instead instructs the servants to bring the finest robe and a ring and sandals for his son of that son of his. And then he plans a banquet, a celebration. The father is thrilled that his son has come home. We can almost hear the music and the words from the song, You Will Be Found, playing in the background. What's the point of Jesus' parable? That repentance isn't about climbing a ladder of shame and sorrow. Instead, it's about the joy of being found by a loving God who is always on the lookout for us. In this tale of the prodigal son, the father, by word and action, communicates a message that God longs to share with each of us. You do not need to cower, for you are very precious to me, and not because you never sin. The story makes this fact crystal clear. The wayward son never lost the father's love. Likewise, we can never really lose God's love. Sure, we can go rogue, but God is willing to absorb the losses that we inflict. Recall Evan Hansen's mother's loving words. Evan, talk to me. It's not a command. It's a welcome mat. God will always stick with you and me, the messes in which we find ourselves notwithstanding. The people of Jesus' day, those who heard this parable firsthand, would have been scandalized by the Lord's description of God as being like this loving and forgiving Father. And many of us might find ourselves also shocked by this very same description. For while we know that Jesus preached and practiced the forgiveness of sin, so many in today's church place the emphasis on the prevention of sin rather than on mercy. And yet, compassion and mercy are at the very heart of the entire gospel. What about option C? Do the themes of betrayal, shame, repentance, and conversion characterize the journey of your life and mine? Let me begin to answer that question from a personal point of view. Although the events of my life aren't quite as dramatic as the experiences of the prodigal son, they often resemble the ups and downs of the Grand Teton Mountains in Yellowstone Park. I sometimes betray my ideals, allow my false self to dominate, have to come back to myself in regret and repentance, and rely on the glory of forgiveness and repentance. I'm a little embarrassed to admit that this cycle occurs again and again and again. For a moment, consider the peaks and valleys of your own life's journey. Isn't it often a story of wandering far afield in order to ultimately come home to a great reconciliation? In a sense, this is a story of humanity at large, as well as the tale of our own individual journeys. And now, some audience participation. How many of you would vote for option D, all of the above? Very good. If that's the case, just what are the implications of today's gospel for your life and mine? We know that Lent is a time during which our lives can be transformed. Due to God's grace, you and I are offered an opportunity to deepen our understanding about the life that the Almighty longs to share with each of us. All of our readings today remind us of that reality. And so, during this Lenten season, let's have a change of heart and pledge to be heralds of God's mercy, both to ourselves and to all those whose lives we touch each day. Having experienced the Lord's love firsthand, May our lives and our words proclaim the message of today's gospel, the message that transformed the life of the prodigal son. You will be found.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.